We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We are starting 11 lines from the top of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The first word of the line is Had Eved. We're starting right after that. Amar Abaya. We had a Machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rebbe holds that when you have Acharecha, which means someone gives something, a state to Reuven, and then afterwards goes to Shimon, after Reuven dies, after Shimon dies, goes to Levi. So the halacha is that Reuven gets to eat the pears till he dies. What about selling? Could he sell the property away? So Rebbe says, no, he cannot sell the property. He can sell the pears, but he can't sell the property. And if he sells it, when Reuven dies, it goes to Shimon automatically, even though he sold it. Mashenkin, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you can do whatever you want with it. You can sell it. And Echonami, if you sold it, Shimon's left with nothing. Shimon comes to pick up Reuven. Reuven said, I don't have it anymore. It's gone. Reuven's dead, but Reuven's Yerusha, it's not here anymore. We don't have it anymore. We sold it. So you're allowed to sell it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the Chathili, you shouldn't do it. But the halacha is that it works if you sell it. So now Abaya say a memory about that. Omar Abaya, Ezuhu Rasha Orum. What's called a cunning Rasha? Zeh Amasi Eitz Alimka Benachasim Kavshim Megamil. That's someone who says, tells Reuven, who has Acharecha L'Shimon, tells Reuven, you know, by the way, the halacha is you're allowed to sell it, and you can make big money. Maybe you should sell it. And it works. So you're a Rasha Orum if you give him that idea. Now the Rashbam speaks out that you're a Rasha Orum, on this page, the Rashbam is on two sides of the Amud, that a Rosh Aram is the Afka, the guy who gives the idea. But a guy himself who sells it is not called a Rosh Aram. He's not supposed to do it, but he's not called a cunning Rosh. What's the difference? Because the guy who gives the idea is not gaining from it. He's giving an idea and he's hurting someone else. He's not even gaining from it. What are you gaining from it? By saying a guy who sells it himself, he's gaining from it, so it's not a good thing to do, but it's not a Rosh Aram. So Allah is, so we see from Abai the passing of Shimon Gamil. Because it works, the Eitzah works, but you should not do it. It's not a nice Eitzah. Om Rabbi Yechanan, look at Rav Shimon Gamliel, we talk about Pasuk of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Umayda, Rav Shimon Gamliel is Mayda. That even though you could sell it and get rid of it and then hurt Shimon, but Umayda, Shim Nosnon, B'matnas, Shchimi Ra, Lo Yaseklum. If Reuven said that, B'shatun Shchimi Ra, says, I'm giving Yankel a present, now Reuven dies, Shimon gets it. Why? The Gemara explains. My timer, Omar Abaya, because Matna Shchimi Ra Lekonala Chamisa. When someone gets Matna Shchimi Ra, Reuven's giving away his stuff when Shchimi Ra, you only get the Kenyan when after Misa. Yankel gets after Misa. V'kvar Kodma Acharecha. Acharecha is first. Why is Acharecha first? Explains the Rashbam, because Acharecha works when he already is very sick. When Reuven already cannot use the property, at that time, it goes to Shimon already. Basically, while he's dying, it goes to Shimon. Not after he's dead. Why? So Rashbam explains, when someone says Acharecha, it's mashma like this. The Acharecha and Gmar Misa mashma. The Meshad De'ina Rishin Tzorech L'Nechosim Alolu, when he doesn't need the Chosim, it was a Ko Anoisim L'Zeh Hasheni Acharecha Miyad. Already when he doesn't need it, it goes already to the second guy. And therefore, because if they both happen at the same time, then they'll split it. Because if it's Ma'ashkim Razchal right after Misa, the second after Misa, and Acharech, the second after Misa, they'll split it. Because we're going to Kunj Shimon Gamil, there has a Karech to give it away. But he was saying, since Ma'ashkim Razchal after Misa, Acharech is Chal before that, therefore, you know who wins? The Acharech guy wins. That's what comes out. Now, and this is what Abaya explains. Freyti Gemara, Miyam Abaya Hachi. Doesn't Abaya hold something else when it comes to Ma'ashkim Razchal? Miyam Abaya Hachi. But Itma, we learned. Matnas Shchimira, Ma'emis Aikona. When is a Shchimira nicknet to the receiver? And Baya Omar in Gemar Misa. He gets it in Gemar Misa. That's what Abaya held, used to hold. That with the Gemar Misa goes to the purse, the receiver, by Shchimira. But Rava Malacha Misa, after Gemar Misa, it goes to the receiver by Shchimira. So you see Abaya holds in Gemar Misa, so you split it evenly, because now the Acharecha and the guy is getting my Torah at the same exact time. So Gemara answer on that. Huh? Abaya says, Im Gemar Misa, means right before he dies. And Rava says, La'acham Gemar Misa, after Gemar Misa. And we said, Acharech is also Im Gemar Misa. Acharech is also Im Gemar Misa. So what did we say before? Why is the halacha that the Acharech guy gets it first? Because Acharech is already when the guy is useless. Masha'inkin, Manashkimra is after Misa. That's the answer. But Abaya doesn't hold that. Abaya holds Shchimra is also from Gemar Misa. It's also when it comes to useless. So that's why it's a kash on Abaya. So my answer is, Hoda be Abaya mahi. Abaya was chayzer from what he said, that Matan Shchimra is in Gemar Misa. Now, how do you know which one is chayzer by? Maybe he's chayzer on the Acharecha. Mamai, then he hoda be. Maybe it's chayzer from the saying that acharecha gets the first. Maybe it's chayzer from that. So I'm going to prove you that a matana of a shchimra is zicha after misa. The time I learned in the Mishnah, if someone says zeh gitech in meisi, here's a get in meisi if I die. It sounds like when I die. Zeh gitech where is that? This is here's a get if I die from this sickness. Zeh gitech lacha misa. This is a get after misa. All these things lo yam maklum. Even though he said it while he was a shchimra, when he says in meisi, it means afterwards. Now, Agav, the response speaks out, this is not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that if you have a Zman and Shoshtar, it's Kilo, I said, Ma'ayyim ulachamisa. And then it would be a Suffolk get. But he was saying it's Ain get, because it's not going according to Rabbi Yossi. So if you look at the fourth wide line on the left side, the Rashbam, he says, it's really the third wide line, Amir Shemina Mine, La'achamisa Magarashla. Same thing for Matana. The Im Gmar Misa, Im can have a get, it could be a get with Gmar Misa. But my Ketan Le'am Maklum. So it must be that when you give a matnas shchimra, it's after misa, and that's how we knew that Rabbi had to be choizer from his halacha. So the bottom line is what we just learned, that if, even though we hold a shchimra meal, that you could sell something, but if you give a matnas shchimra, the acharecha guy will get it first. Why? Because the acharecha kicks in before the matnas shchimra. Matnas shchimra is only chal after misa. The acharecha is before that, so he gets it. We pass a Goshim Gamil that a person, the first person of the Acharecha, the Ruvain, he could sell it and he, no problem, Shim is left for nothing. And the Chiddush is, even though part of the estate were slaves and he freed the slaves, now obviously Shimon gets nothing. The guy's a regular Yid now, it works. So in Marpshita, we just said that either Alts King appears King Guftami like Rabbi Yechanan or Alts because Acharecha Shani, he owns the goof. Of course, he can free it. What's the chiddush? If he can sell it, he can free it. What's the chiddush? Now the tema Amalei Lameber Asur Lo Yavinelach Kamash Lo. No, you would think that when the guy gives it to him, he's giving it to him only a manaste. He shouldn't do an isser with it. Now there's an isser to free eved. It says Lo Ilam Behem Tavoydu. You're not a free eved. It's a say. So maybe I only gave it to you to not to do averus with it. So maybe it's like chazaka. I didn't give it to you for that. Umdra, I didn't give it to you for that. Kamashullah, no. Now this whole Havamina, my Chavrusa wanted a tiny, I think he's tiny good. That's Pasha. If I give you a Matana, I can't limit anything. But here, I did limit you a little bit. I had an Acharechi, built in. So maybe if I have a Mina, I also can have a Tanai that you can't do an Is with it. Kamashullah, you could. Maisa, it works. The selling the Havamina works. Another similar halacha. Omar Avi Yosef, Omar Avi Yachan, Allah Kashim Gamil, Pasha Shem Gamil, Vafilo Asan Tachrich and Lameis. Even if you made it into Tachrich and Lameis, which is also bahana. So pshita, ma'u the tema l'shavinu esurin ola yavilach. I only gave it to you because I wanted people to be nena. I like when people identify money. To turn something into issa hana, that I'm not masking to. Kamash v'lon, that it still works. I could do whatever I want because it's kinyan peres kinyan guftam. I'm amish own it, and therefore I could do whatever I want. Dorosh Rav Nachman Baruch Chista. If someone says esrik zeh noson l'chav matana, v'acharecha l'ploini. Here we have a case of acharecha, but it's with an esrig. I gave an esrig to you, matana, and afterwards it goes, after you die, it goes to Shimon. And after Shimon dies, it goes to Levi. Not lu rishim yotzabai, if Reuven wants to be yotzer with it, bottom of chagas Rebbe shering meal. Chagas Rebbe shering meal, what's the pshat? Rebbe holds that you cannot sell it, so if you can't sell it, it's not called lechem. And you can't be yoytzer the mitzvah of esrog with that, because it says v'kach lechem has to be yours. Rav Shmuel says no, I could sell it, so it's k'sidah lechem. That's the machloikis. That would be a machloikis. Rav Shmuel, if you can be yoytzer with the esrog that you have lizman, basically you have it until you die. Masklov Nachma Yitzchak. Ad kalim pligi Rav Shmuel hasam el demasav akinya peres kinya guftami. The whole machlokes Rav Shimon Gamliel is if king bread king yovdami or not. Now just stop right there. We said really it's machlokes Rav Yechon and Mishlokish what machlokes is. Rav Yechon learned machlokes from Rav Shimon Gamliel is king bread king yovdami or not. Rav Shlokish holds everyone knows lab king yovdami. The machlokes is acharecha shan. So is this Gemara a raya to Rav Yechon? So Rav Shimon says that you can tie to Rav Shlokish also. Adkan lepligi is that Rebbe holds king bread lab king yovdami and acharecha is not shani. And Shimon Gamliel holds King of Paris, King of Dami. It means King of Paris, King of Dami over here, Al Tzacharecha. That's what it means. But that's just Aga. The response fixes that. But Rav Nachman needs to say like this. You, Rav Nachman, by Rav Chista, hold that according to Rebbe, you're not Yotze. Because You don't have a kinyan peres, kinyan guf tam. You don't have a kinyan guf. You're not yoytze. I hold it's not true. That machlekes says kinyan peres, kinyan guf tam is not negay esrig. Why? Elahacha over here by esrig on top of on base now. Kavlam and zayin on base. Elahacha gavi esrig. Elahacha he may pick lenafik bay. If you can't be yoytze with it, lemay yovis nale. What if you can't be yoytze with it? What did I give it to you for? Which means like this. Rashbam explains. The whole peiris of an esrig is, esrig doesn't make profits. And the esrig you can't eat because then you're going to ruin it. Then it's not here anymore. So what's the peiris of esrig? Peiris of esrig is to be yaitz with it. So if you're not being yaitz with it, so then what exactly is it worth? So what exactly is it worth if you can't be yaitz with it? So what's in the game? Must be I can be yaitz with it. So I don't know if you mean to ask this, but we'll explain to you what you may be trying to ask in a second. Which means like this, that acharecha means that I'm giving it, after I'm finished with it, it goes to the next guy. When he dies, it goes to the next guy. That's what it means. But what does it mean the peris? What are peris of Esther? Peris of Esther is to be yaitz with it. So it must be you have to be yaitz with it. Freik da achreinim, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, gevaldik. It makes no sense. The peris are yaitz with it. But you can't be yaitz, it's not lechem. You don't have kinyan aguf. It's not kinyan aguf. I don't care. You're right. The peris is yaitz with it. But you can't be yaitz, it's not lechem. What does it help anything? So now it's a bumbakasha. So the Rosh actually learns that because what the Gemara means to say is because there's nothing else that you give it to you for, so it must be that here I gave you the guf. Like we spoke out before on yesterday's daf kuflam avav, that kinyan peres kinyan guf dami is a magic trick. You have a way to make it into kinyan guf. You have a way to do that. So if you have a way to make it kinyan guf, so here you're sure making the Gemara saying I'm sure I'm making kinyan guf dami. What else am I giving it to you? So I'm sure making it into kinyan guf. That's the Gemara means. I'm sure making it into kinyan guf, but lemaisa. But the response is not mashma there. The response is mashma klar that it's still a kinyan peiris. And he said clearly that kinyan peiris can't be yaitza. So what in the world is pshat? So the other achrayim say, if you look at the Devar Yaakov, he brings down three beautiful pshatim in this gemara. But he said that this man never argues. They're arguing if kinyan peiris alone is called lechem or not. He's saying over here that the peiris of the yaitza with it, and that enough is called lechem. That's called lechem. Lechem is not the guf. Lechem means if you own the peiris, that's called lechem. But in any case, the Gemara is saying is, Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak is saying is, you could be yaitz with it. So when's it again? Chagas Rav Shem Ramil comes to Esrik. Ela meipikul yamal epligi de meipikba. To be yaitz, everyone agrees to be yaitz. Machra, akla, if you sold the Esrik, or you ate the Esrik, so then, bondu lamachlek is Rav Shem Ramil. Then you have a chagas Rav Shem Ramil. If you could sell it on or eat it, that's the shayla. According to Rebbe, you only could sell your peiris, which means I could sell the esrig for other people to be yaitz with it. That I could do, because I own the peiris. But I can't sell the esrig, the whole gufa esrig. Same thing eating it. According to Rebbe, you can't eat it. According to Shem Gamil, you could eat it, you could sell it, and leave nothing. That's the luck of Shem Gamil. That would be a chagas Rebbe on Shem Gamil. That would be a gay on chagas Shem Gamil. Omra Rab Barav Huna, Ha'achim Shekonu Esrig Betfusis Abayis, brothers that were kind of Esrig Abayis, which means like this. That they didn't split the estate yet. They did not split the father's estate yet. And they took the money from the estate and bought an esrig. Or the estate itself had esrigim. And one guy took it to be yaitz with it. He didn't split it up yet. So I look like this. Im yachal o'ichlo, if he could eat it in yotza. Im lav lo yotza. Now how would he be able to eat it? So Rashbam explains, if there are other esrigim in the estate, or there's other sroigim they eat in the city and you could buy with the money, or the other brothers are yaitz already, then you could be yaitz. Why? Because they're masking to you that take a chalik. We're going to split it eventually anyway. Okay? That will be for your chalik. But if there's only one esrig in the city and everyone wants to be yaitz with this esrig, all the brothers, he's not yaitz because the esrig has shutfim. And he explains the Rashbam that esrig has shutfim, you're not yaitz. It says, lekachtem lechem. And he asks, even though all the Gemaras that say, when it says, Begdeichem, Aris Yaseichem, Trum Yaseichem, that Atal Shushutim Schaiv and Tzitzis, Isis Hashutim Schaiv and Chalo, so you see, Lechem can mean a Shut. He says, here the word Lechem is going back on the word Lekicha, which means every person has to take it, not just Bezdin. That's what we dash on the word Lechem. And it doesn't mean a Loshen Rabbin. So Shutvim are Osir, it cannot be Yaitse with an Esrika Shutim. If you have a partnership with an Esrika, you can't be Yaitse. So again, read it in Psalm one time. If you could make a split up and eat it, yotza. If it's esrik for each person, now the Rashbam takes out all these words. He says, this word is v'dafka esrig, until the word loy. He says, you got to take it out. He says, Perishal Shaitimhu, Ve'inim in a Gemara. So take that out of the Gemara. But the Gemara is saying is, you have to split it. Now, one more thing will speak out from the Rashbam. The Rashbam is a kasha, says in his shul, these have one esrig, and everyone was yaitzah with the kol's esrig. How do they do that? You just said, you can't be yaitzah with the shutim. That's the Rashbam's kasha. What's the teretz? And for the Rashbam, simple teretz. That it was a matana masahachs of everyone. The way it worked was, every guy in the kol got it right now. They gave it to you, it's yours completely. And then you gave a present to the next guy, and a present to the next guy. So it wasn't a shutim at all. It belonged to each guy at that time. That's how they used the kal. Therefore, they could be yaitzah without being a shutim. And in the next recording, we'll continue from here, from Ava Rava, which we'll talk about Matana Manasseh Hachzer.